In our previous shiur, we learned a few oisiyos from the beginning of the Maimer Ketzom Lachoyshech. And today we are going to learn the last two oisiyos, oisiyos Tes and Yud. Some very, very deep concepts, but really from the yesoidus of understanding the whole idea of Dira B'Tachtoinim are brought out in these oisiyos. In short, what we explained until now is that there are two ways that Choshech cannot be in the world. One is if you fill the world with light, so automatically Bepoil there is no Choshech, but that doesn't mean that it's not Shaykh that there should be Choshech. It just means that Bepoil Mamish there is no Choshech. Then there is a higher level that we get rid of Choshech, that it's not Shaykh that Choshech should be in the world. How do we do that? It depends what Ord is brought into the world. Mitzad the Ord HaGvul, so the most they could do is Doiches HaChoyshech. When you're talking about the Ord HaBliGvul, the Ord HaBliGvul could destroy Choyshech Be'etzem, that there is no Choyshech Shaykh to be Choyshech. But now, it sounds very good, that when Mashiach comes, we'll have a great Gili Ord, the Ord HaBliGvul, which will destroy the Choyshech, and great, what kind of, that's the best world we can be in, a world where there's no Choyshech. But the Rebbe asks the Shaila that only someone that understands Dira B'Tachtoinim and learns the approach of Dira B'Tachtoinim the way the Rebbe does it could appreciate and enjoy and understand the Shaila. Frek the Rebbe na ois tes v'tzorech lohovin v'dar frashtein de l'choyra kivan shemitzado or de l'horis oil moisi efshir shiiz bata l'choyshech. If we're talking about Oilamois and the Ur that Shaykh to Oilamois, at most we could only be Doiche Choyshech. We can't destroy the Choyshech. Vezesh, Shebegula, Sido, Yisbat, Choyshech, Hagolos, Haumnesh, Ozzy, Gila, Ur, Chodesh, Lamaila, Mishaykh, Loilamis. And I'm telling you that the reason why we're getting rid of darkness, imagine like this extra force comes into the world and removes darkness. What does that mean? What comes out? But the world, in other words, mitzad the gidrei oilam, it's still shayich choyshech. It's like an outside force came and removed the choyshech. But dira b'tachtoinim means that the dira is b'tachtoinim. Not that the Elyoinim captured the tachtoinim. Not that the tachtoinim was hijacked by the Elyoinim. The way we're learning the Maimer until now, Olam Hazeh is going to be hijacked by a great Gilei Or, a very good hijacking, a very positive hijacking. But Mitzad the Welt is still Shaykh to Choshech. This that we got rid of Choshech was an outside big force that destroyed it, like an atom bomb, just knocked it clean. But Mitzad Welt, maybe we're still going to be in Golos. And by the Rebbe, it bothers. Because the whole inyan is dira b'tachtoinim, and we don't want that when Mashiach should come, that the tachton should still be be'etzem in galus. Again, most people are not bothered by this question. They're so happy that Mashiach comes, there's no choyshech. But by the Rebbe wants the ultimate shleimus. The ultimate shleimus is that the tachton should be a keli for the gili ora etzem. And now we're saying that mitzad the Ur, which is shayach to Olam, is there's always shayach mitzias of choyshech. So how is this working? Now the Rebbe is going to give over an ikud of the biur, and in order to appreciate this, you have to understand the yisoid in chassidus. We all know, to make it very simple, the idea of the tzimtzum, that originally the Ur, the lashon is. The Ord HaBliGvul was in this world. The Eibishter saw that the world can't exist if you have Ord HaBliGvul. So the Eibishter was Metzamtzem Oidei Al Atzad. The Eibishter removed the Ord from this world. And now you have what they call in Kabbalah Amokim Ponoi, an empty space. Then Chazar Veheyer, the Eibishter brought a chut, a little line of Ord that can be shayich to the world. The mashal that's given, if you have a teacher, a rav, And our Rav is preparing a shir. He has a lot of chokhmah in his brain. He has big svaris, pulpulim. But at that point, in that world, it's not shaykh that the simple Talmud is going to understand the word. He's going to blow him away. So he has to remove his entire haskalah on the side and start with the yesoid, what the Talmud could understand. He has to bring it back in a very limited way, in halacha b'poel, in a way that the Talmud could understand. This all makes sense, but the Eibishter is doch the Eibishter. He does not have to go through this whole trick of having Eret HaGvul, putting it on the side, bringing back a little Eret HaGvul. Why didn't go straight to Eret HaGvul? Like, why did he have to go through the whole process of Eret HaGvul first? Who benefited from this mitzias of Eret HaGvul that was put on the side? How did the world benefit from this tzimtzum? Now, the Rebbe explains, this is gewaldic, if you have a little bit of a hafshata to understand what the Rebbe is saying over here. If the Eibishter would have created the world directly with Eret HaGvul, that means that Welt is only shaykh to Eret HaGvul, be'etzem. But the fact that originally there was Eret HaGvul in the world, and then the Eibishter was my limit and brought the Eret HaGvul, which was mushrash in the Eret HaGvul, means that deep down, the world is shaykh to Eret HaGvul. Eret HaGvul is in the world. Al derech, what it says by Talmidim, Adar boim shnim koyadai to the rabbi. How could it be after 40 years, you get the Oymek Hadas? Because in that Kortz Hashir, which was Mamish Ahelim, the Rav put his whole seichel on the side. But because that seichel is attached and connected to this original seichel of the Rav, the Eret HaGvul, so if you're oimik and you work for 40 years to be megala, you'll be able to reach the original Eret HaGvul. So the Rav is actually giving the Talmud, the Shaychis, to Eret HaGvul. But it's hidden. The Eibishter wanted that the world should have a shaykhis to Eret HaGvul. But we are not shaykh. We'd be blown up if we saw the Eret HaGvul. So the Eibishter put it here, removed it, and brought the Eret HaGvul. But that Eret HaGvul has in it, its DNA has it deep inside the Eret HaGvul. Look in the words of the Rebbe. The me'atayim mazeh she'abriya ha'isa ba'ofen she'betchila nimtzor shelo ma'ile mishaykhis lo'olamis. Eibishter didn't have to have the Eret HaGvul lechatchila. Who bichdei she'Eret HaShayach lo'olamis yiyaboy me'Eret shelamayla mishaychus lo'olamis. In this world, we should have a shaychus. We should be connected to the Eret HaGvul. So therefore, v'al pizeh muvan, degam shebitul choyshech hagolos yiyay degili Eret etzem ha'Eret shelamayla me'Eret le'Eret lo'olamis. So now, when there is the Gilei HaGvul, when it comes into the world, it's not an outside Ur. That's the whole Oymek over here. Because it really, the Welt had in it Eret HaGvul. This outside Ur, which is going to destroy the Choshech, Be'etzem is Shaykh to Welt. Because the world originally had in it Eret HaGvul. And the Eret HaGvul is attached, connected to the Eret HaGvul. So therefore, our capacity is really to hold Eret HaGvul. We don't believe it. But after the Avoda in Golos, my Seinu v'Avodeseinu in Golos, we're able to realize that our Kelim are not just to the Eret HaGvul, but it's to Eret HaGvul as well. We have such much stronger Kelim, more than we imagine. And when that Eret HaGvul is eventually Nizgala, B'Yemois HaMashiach, we'll be able to realize that that's part of Gidrei Ha'olam. Ki Gilei Etzem Ur Shibgul Asida Yor B'Gilei Gambar Shal Horus Ha'olam Is Vayideza Ba'olam. When Mashiach comes, the Eret HaGvul is going to get a wake-up call. We always get Eret HaGvul. Olam Hazeh is connected to Eret HaGvul. We think that Eret HaGvul is opposite from Eret HaGvul. When Mashiach comes and Eret HaGvul realizes that it was part of Eret HaGvul the whole time, So we who are kelim for the Erd HaGvul, Be'etzim will realize that we're also kelim for the Erd HaBli Gvul. So therefore, to answer the Rebbe's answer, the Welt will not be in Golos, because it's not being left behind, because we are going to be a keli to the Erd HaBli Gvul. Says the Rebbe, V'alpiza yesh levar ha-shaiches d'inyonim sheba'amayim le'bitul choshech ha-golos. Why does it speak about the iskalos orbim koiroi? Because the bitul of choshech ha-golos is through the gilui, the highest or. And in that or, in order to be mevatel, the choshech ha-golos, that it should be part of geder ha-olam, that the Erd HaGvul is really shayches to the Erd HaBli Gvul. Now the Rebbe says and explains the keitzam l'choshech means that the Eibishter put a keitz in the hascholas ha'or, in the hascholas ha'choshech, the Erd HaBli Gvul has a keitz. I want to go to the last few lines. V'yidei ze gam haskeitz shebesoifoi comes out, because originally there was a keitzam l'choshech, so therefore when it's nizgala b'poyol, bitul l'choshech, sheyeh begul asida, yeh b'oilam b'pnimiyusay, we're going to be able to be mekabalit b'pnimiyus in the veld. Hagam shebitul l'choshech, sheyeh l'asulavay, day sheyeh azgil ur chadash, shelamayla m'shayachas l'oilamas. How could you say that? It says when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a new Ur that was never here in the world. So our Welt should not be a keli to the Ur Chodosh, says Rebbe, no. Ye Olam Kli Gam L'Ur Zeh. We are going to be a keli for that, because it was all Nichlal in the original Ur. The Ur that created the world is a keli to even the Ur Chodosh that was never in Nizgal in the world before. Now, because we're going to be a keli to the Ur Chodosh, and when the Ur is Nizgala, it's going to be bepnimius in the world. That will be the ultimate. Then we'll have the fulfillment of the kavana of Dira B'tachtoinim. Sha'atachtin. It's not just that there'll be Gilei Alikus in the world, but the Gidrei Ha'olam will be a keli for Alikus. Sha'atachten mitzad agdorim shaloi, mitzad the geder of tachten, yedira lo yisbarech, will be a dira for the Eibishter, not stam, loy a level of alikus, which is shayach to the world, but also loy latzmusoi, to the Eibishter's etzim. And that is accomplished, that's the meaning of keitzam l'choshech, that the Welt will be a keli to the Ur ha-etzim.